Hello, pleasant greetings. Shree here, and this is another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? Today's menu has... No, just kidding. But on today's plate, I have You Had Me at Hola by author Alexis Daria. Pages 361, so halfway through, 180. The chapters are numbered, and it's written in third-person narrative, and it switches subjects as to which character is being followed. That sounds weird, but sometimes in third-person narratives, there's a focus. And in this story, there's a focus, and it switches. And the setting is in New York City. The characters are Jasmine, Ashton, Ava, Michelle, Abuelita Esperanza, Ignacio, McIntyre. Now I say McIntyre because I have finished halfway through and I haven't met McIntyre, but I'll include him because he's brought up pretty often. Okay, and Yadiel. Now, I put here as a note, as special characters, Carmen and Victor. If you read it, you'll know what I mean. They are played by two characters who are in the story. So they are characters of characters. Okay? Does that make sense? I hope so. Profanity, yes, there is profanity. There is profanity. Raunch, yes. But I almost missed it because, I'm not saying that I was looking for it, but just to let you know, I almost missed it because I only read to 180 pages. So, like I said, I almost missed it. But yes, it is raunch. There is a raunch factor in this story. Now, this book is a very diverse book. It screams diversity, okay? So if you're looking for diverse characters, if you're looking for diversity in a story, then this book has it, okay? I wouldn't, you know, everybody's not included, but there is, you know, diversity in this book. Okay, now, it seems like it's done consciously. So it's not where, how do I put this? I'll say basically, sometimes it interrupts the flow of the book because it seemed like it's oddly placed to show diversity. So this is mainly in the beginning of the book. I sort of passed by that after a while, and there wasn't those interruptions in the book. It didn't flow well with the story, I hope you understand. But now, instances of heartbreak is in this book, coping with getting over a relationship, I'll say. And there's also separation, familial separation, family separation in this book. So those do come up in the book. Are you gonna finish that? Yes, but I'm not in a rush to finish. You know, some books are hard to put down. It's not really the case, but it is a very interesting story once you get into the story. Now, there are times when there are scenes that you read. So some chapters are scenes from a show in the book, okay? And sometimes that can get a little confusing. So it's just things, you know, I'm not totally unaware of the fact that I'm reading a book. So I understand, you know, things can happen the way the author wants them to happen. But I just, basically, I plan on finishing the book. I'll say that. Until next time.